With KAZU News, I'm Jeremiah Edding. Before the pandemic, Car Week was a major event on the Monterey Peninsula. And now it's back. Over the next 2 weeks, 85,000 visitors are expected to arrive, adding $67 million to the local economy. After suffering through the pandemic, local businesses hope the crowds and money will shift recovery into overdrive. As KAZU's Doug McKnight reports, this year's Car Week has a lot riding on it.
Chris Shake's office sits directly across from his Monterey restaurant on Fisherman's Wharf. The old Fisherman's Grotto is one of three restaurants he and his family own. Restaurants that were closed or carry out only for much of last year. You can hear the pain in his voice as he relives those days.
The streets were empty. People weren't walking around. There was no business. I've never experienced anything like this.
Finally, in March of this year, Monterey County moved into the red tier, and restaurants could begin serving indoors again. Shake says that was a turning point.
We've seen a huge resurgence. We're getting a lot of visitors, and it seems like it's more business than we can really handle. The crowds are huge here in Monterey.
That's a good sign for Car Week. Another good sign? Well, Shake restaurants don't take reservations.
We get many phone calls every day. It certainly has been a lot more than past years.
Some of the Car Week events are already sold out. And if that's not enough to convince you of the excitement of Car Week, try booking a room.
Hello, thank you very much for calling Hyatt Regency Monterey Hotel and Spa. My name is Katie.
I asked Katie if there's anything available from the start of Car Week, August 5th, through the end on the 14th.
I don't show any availability. The property is currently fully booked right now.
Katie did say there are individual nights available, and a quick online check confirmed that. But here's the catch. If you want to stay in a nice B&B or a major hotel, rooms start at $1,000 a night. While things are looking good for Car Week, don't put the top down just yet. There are storm clouds ahead.
We have seen some research that the Delta variant is causing people to think twice.
That's Rob O'Keefe, CEO of the Monterey County Convention and Visitors Bureau. He says the variant is particularly worrisome for international travelers.
Because different countries have different requirements and restrictions whether they can travel or not.
And international visitors are important, making up nearly 15% of attendees and spending 4 to 5 times as much as the average visitor. O'Keefe says most events are outside and event producers are requiring masks, social distancing, and even in some cases, proof of vaccination. And he says his organization is doing all it can to reassure the public that while COVID is in the news,
we want to make sure that the headline reads that Monterey County is a safe place to visit.
Yeah.
Businesses and their employees are not the only ones looking to Car Week for an economic boost. Cities are as well. Hans Usler is Monterey's city manager.
Our main revenue sources are really depend on the hospitality industry.
In fact, 40% of the city's general fund comes from visitor taxes on hotels and sales. So it's easy to see how the lockdowns were devastating.
We are actually categorized by the state auditor of California as one of the most hit cities in the state, following Anaheim with Disneyland there.
The city is still restoring services cut during the pandemic, so it's looking to Car Week to provide hope as well as a windfall. The city's hotel tax is 12%. Remember those $1,000 a night rooms?
It means for the city that our hotel tax will triple during those weeks.
By the way, if you're a local and want to avoid Car Week, the county has a webpage with events each day and links to traffic cams so you can navigate your way around. A link to that page will be included with this story online at kacu.org. Car Week begins Friday, so buckle up. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.